Chapter 4. A Wife for John Smith. But the English didn't want to give Powhatan any guns. "Oh no, Pocahontas," John Smith said. "Your father has thousands of men, but we have only 150. We can't give him guns." Later, some of Powhatan's men tried to take guns from the English. Smith was very angry. He locked the men in a little room in Jamestown for a week. Then he talked to Pocahontas about them. "I'm very angry with these men, Pocahontas," he said. "But I'm not going to kill them, because your father didn't kill me in Werowocomoco. I'm going to give them to you. Take them home, Pocahontas." Pocahontas liked the English, and she often visited Jamestown. John Smith liked to teach her new things. "The sun, Pocahontas," he said one evening, "is a red ball in the sky. This world is a big round ball, too. 30 years ago, an Englishman called Francis Drake sailed round the world in a ship." Pocahontas laughed. "But that's not true. Of course the world isn't a ball. Why does the sea stay on it, then?" Smith smiled. "Oh, I can tell you. Listen." He talked well, so it was easy to understand him. Pocahontas listened and watched his beautiful blue eyes. She was 14 years old, and for her, John Smith was the most exciting man in the world. "Do you have a wife, John Smith?" she asked one day. "No," he said slowly. "Why do you ask?"
"Oh, because one day I must have a husband, and—"
She did not finish, but John Smith understood. "Pocahontas," he said carefully, "you are only 14 years old, and I'm 28, and the daughter of the king must marry somebody important."
"You are an important man in Jamestown," she said quickly. "And my people and your people must learn to be friends. A husband and wife can—"
"Stop." He put his finger on her mouth. "Pocahontas, I like you very much, but I'm not the right husband for you, and I don't know a lot about women."
"I can teach you about that," she said. He looked at her in surprise and laughed.
She was angry when he laughed.
"I'm nearly 15. In my village, a girl can have a husband when she is 15. Why are you laughing?"
"I'm sorry," he said. "You are a beautiful, interesting girl, Pocahontas, but you are only a child."
"I'm not a child. You're afraid of me because I'm a king's daughter, and I want you for my husband." Pocahontas was angry and unhappy. She went away, back to her father's village, and she didn't visit John Smith again for 2 months. But she thought about him every day. There was only one man in the world for Pocahontas, and that was John Smith. And in Jamestown, perhaps John Smith thought about Pocahontas, too.